This is Boxing Day Breakfast with Amanda Smith here on RN. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. And so much for the professionals and their extravagant gesturing. What about you and me just trying to stay in shape? How to find the time? Well, there's been a lot of interest lately and a lot of research into health and fitness through something called high-intensity training. This is where instead of spending hours and hours every week on an exercise bike or the running machine, maybe you're better off going full pelt for just a few minutes. Kasaal Gunawardena is a physiotherapist. He's the head of sports medicine at Melbourne University, and he's developed a fitness template for his athletes where they do six different exercises for just 30 seconds each. That's 3 minutes a day.
There was a lot of research out on having short bursts of exercising that's very good for the cardiovascular system. I personally created this for my athletes who had to travel, who didn't have access to the gyms, who still wanted to keep active. All the important exercises that could help upper body, lower body, core, strength and conditioning. A combination of all these exercises, and there's six simple exercises, which the latest research has shown as well that has very good implications for the cardiovascular system. So today we've got Yudi here, who is a cricketer and he's a spin bowler, and he needs a lot of upper body control, upper body strength. And the first thing he is going to do is the shadow boxing as part of the 3 minute routine.
At what intensity?
So Yudi has to push through all these exercises at 85%. And he has to keep pushing, keep pushing, keep concentrating, nice and tall, keep pushing.
Sometimes 30 seconds seems like a long time.
Yes, I totally agree. 3, 2, 1, and next exercise, sit-ups, off you go. So in this one, Yudi's going side to side to help his obliques as well, because in cricket you need to have a lot of rotation through the trunk.
And there's really no break between these 30-second intervals?
No, it's best that they don't get a break, so you'd run the 3 minutes straight, but if they do need a break, it's another thing you measure to see improvement. The next one is squat jumps. Pushing down and up, 85%. And stop there, well done.
I think this is where I'm supposed to ask you, Yudi, how do you feel?
Good, good.
Yudi, can I ask you, how do you know what 85% is for you, 85% of your capacity?
I think knowing my limit and just sort of seeing just within it that I don't injure myself. And over the last 3 weeks, sort of, I've noticed my limit has gone up.
Well, good on you. I'll let you catch your breath.
Thank you.
So this is Michelle. Michelle Mottram does touch football. The routine for her changes slightly because the requirements for her sport are ultimately to improve leg strength. So Michelle will be starting off with the squat jumps. Keep going, Michelle. Very good. Nice and tall.
Well, what are the differences, though, for how this kind of fitness program works for young top-line athletes like Michelle and Yudi here, and for ordinary people like me, and indeed for seriously unfit people?
You're always pushing yourself to your 85%, and I guess what that means is if you're seriously unfit and you can only do one sit-up or one push-up, you've pushed yourself at 85% to complete it. So as you improve, and with this workout, it was 3 minutes a day for 21 days. If you do that, ultimately in 21 days, you could possibly finish 3 sit-ups or 3 push-ups, or you're building yourself up to it.
Keep pushing. 3, 2, 1, and stop. Next, let's go into push-ups, Michelle. Body nice and straight, nice control.
A lot of people might think this too, that if you were to do it over 2 to 3 days, you feel great. And then you think, oh, well, I might not do it for another couple of weeks. But that's the point. You really have to push yourself. You want to get through 21 days straight to get the best results.
So then after 21 days, did you stop?
After 21 days, an interesting thing happens. The body starts craving for more. And then you might end up starting pre-season, or you might start walking longer distances or start an activity in the gym. So it's a nice domino effect.
This strikes me as interesting for people who are not very fit and want to get active, but you can't, you hesitate to launch yourself into some full-on activity because you're actually not fit enough to do it.
Yes, it is possible because the exercises are very easy. It doesn't require any equipment. You're using your own body strength. No one has to see you do it. You can do it in the comfort of your home. A lot of people make these big New Year's resolutions and they never get to do it because they don't get to the gym in time or don't get to start the sport in time.
Or they aim too high.
Very high. And this one you can start small and you build yourself up. And after 21 days, you're still in January and you're thinking, wow, this is good. I think I can make it. And then you do another 21. And by the time end of March comes along, you're actually probably finished your New Year's resolution, which is to be fit and healthy for the year. Now, final one. You can work hard at this one. Shadow boxing. Elbows up and you're boxing away. 30 seconds. So in the shadow boxing, the athlete really has to engage the core to be nice and upright when they're doing the exercises. So all the right muscle groups are working properly. And stop. Well done. Great workout.
Okay, Michelle, so you've just done your 3 minutes for the day. And how does it compare to other training you might be doing?
I guess on the surface it seems easier, but as you progress and you get better and you keep at that intensity level, you can keep making those steps further and further towards your fitness goals, which I found, yeah, fantastic. I've got my mum onto it actually as well, so that's good.
Is she a touch footballer also?
No. My mum's an office lady. Yeah.
Michelle Mottram, who along with Udayan Gore and Michelle's mum are using high-intensity training. There's various versions of this being used around the world. This one developed by Kusal Gunawardena. He's the head of sports medicine for the Melbourne University Sports Program, and his involves six basic exercises that you do for 30 seconds each, totals 3 minutes a day.